Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to jog my memory back, but I remember Statoil came here, and they wanted to develop here in Maine, and they were going to invest millions and millions of dollars of their own money. And I don't know if that's the project or not that you're talking about, but they're doing they dropped $42 million just now in New York. But they also, in January of this year, they have all this floating technology, and they have a project that they're putting in Scotland that is $2 billion. And didn't we kind of drop the ball by not allowing them to make their private investments here?
Actually, you know, none of these projects are Statoil's projects, the one I'm showing on the screen anyway, but certainly Statoil is a big player nationally and internationally. Mm-hmm. They're building actually a project in Scotland right now, 5-6 megawatt units, 30 megawatt in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at New York because I'll tell you in just a minute why. But certainly Maine has a huge opportunity still to be a leader in floating offshore wind. This technology is being recognized as a leader in the U.S., so we still have a huge opportunity for Maine to continue to lead, but we can't blink now.
I think we already blinked, but thank you.
So in terms of what's going on with floating offshore wind, there's a huge international competition going on right now, huge. Statoil is just is one of the many, and I think that's really important. To give you a sense, and that's really important, as we said, Maine is the only state in the U.S. who's going to build the first floating farm, right? It's going to build the first floating farm. We're the only project right now that's going to have the first, hopefully, to get in the water in 2019. So Maine is still leading. But I want to tell you, just last year, France funded 3 demonstration projects for floating wind, 3, not 1, using 3 different technologies. Little France, big U.S. Little France has 3 projects. Big U.S. has 1 only in Maine right now. So we've got some challenge going on. Portugal is about to put a 25 megawatt floating project. Scotland, the Statoil project that you just referred to, Representative O'Connor, that's a 30 megawatt project of Scotland. Japan has already deployed 2 demo hulls. Is about to do another one. Did a study where there's a 500 gigawatt potential off Japan's coast, and they're planning to replace nuclear power there with floating offshore wind. Germany is investing $1 billion a year in research and development for offshore wind, including floating. So we have a major international competition. There's a variety of studies done that have shown that the floating offshore wind technology could be the technology of the future, with the potential growth to quarter of a trillion to $500 billion globally in the next 2 decades. Okay, so the important thing is, because of what the legislator has done back in 2008, because of a decade of work that we've done in research and development, Maine is still an important player. Maine is still leading the United States. And we just want to make sure we stay that way. And that's why we're here today, and we really appreciate that you've given us this opportunity. So what's going on in the rest of the United States? Nobody's sleeping. Everybody's working really hard. So the areas on the East Coast I'm showing you right here, the areas in blue, have already been leased by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Off the coast of Massachusetts, 2 major leases were awarded, one of them to Dong Energy, for a gigawatt each. Off the coast of New York, a lease sale took place here in December, and then it was leased at a gigawatt. We have other leased areas on the East Coast of the United States. 2 other major developments in July of last year. The state of Massachusetts, led by Representative Haddad, put together a bill to require Massachusetts utilities to buy 1.6 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2027 to drive the industry. The bill has a huge bipartisan support, and the Governor Baker signed it into law at the end of July. So Massachusetts is about to embark on creating a whole new industry worth $5 to $6 billion by 2027. South of Massachusetts, Governor Cuomo of New York announced just this month 2.4 gigawatts goal by 2030 off the coast of New York. And you should see the developers flock into New York, including, of course, Statoil and many others. So I think there's an opportunity for Maine to kind of look at where we are today, again, maybe revisit where we stand, revisit where the rest of the United States is in the world, and really develop a plan for the future. And the first cornerstone of that plan is make sure we execute on this 2.6 megawatt off Monhegan Island. Very important. And then, I'll open it up to discussion. Thank you for your time. This is a shot of the Volturnus 1 to 8 scale we put off Gastein. This happens to be a 22.6 meter wave equivalent. That's 70-foot wave relative to the size of the hull. This happens to have occurred January 25, 2014 at 1:38 p.m. Okay, that's relative. You see the size, how big that wave is? It kind of covered the hull, but the hull is barely moving, right? That's how we've proven the technology works. So without your support, without legislature support in 2008, we wouldn't be here today. Because of your support, Maine leads floating offshore wind. Thank you.